And say someone ate something that didn't agree with him, and it came back up, you'd say he had to
vomit it up.
Any other way of saying that?
Belched it up.
Does that mean the same?
Same thing, yeah.
Any crude way of saying that?
Yeah. Puked it up.
That sounds pretty bad?
Yeah, I puked it up, yeah.
If a person vomited, you'd say he was sick?
Yeah, he's sick enough to vomit.
He's sick where?
In his stomach.
And say if a boy was spending a lot of time with a girl, he kept on going over to her house like he was seriously interested in her, you'd say he was
going to see her very often, he's awful fond of her.
What did people used to say?
Well, he must love her.
You ever say he's sparking?
A lot.
Sparking her or courting her?
Sparking. Sparking, pretty close.
Is sparking very serious?
Well, in a way it is, in a way it isn't.
What do you mean?
If they're sparking and they really think a lot of each other, well, that gets kind of serious, you see.
Uh-huh. He would be called her... He's her what?
Sweetheart.
And she's his...
Sweetheart or honey.
And if a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother...
Oh, he's been kissing a girl.
Any old-fashioned way of saying that?
Kissing, smacking.
Uh-huh.
He's been smacking the girls.
And if she quits letting him come over to see her, you'd say she's
quit him or found her another fella.
What if he asked her to marry him, but she...
Well, sometimes she denies him, sometimes she accepts the question.
They were engaged and all of a sudden she...
She decided she wouldn't marry and broke the engagement.
But if she didn't break the engagement, they went ahead and got...
Went ahead and got married.
Any joking ways of saying got married?
Well, yes, taking up.
That means the same as
got
married?
Yeah, they're taking up together.
And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom is called the...
I know what that is, but I can't think of it now.
Well, what are the different people that they'd have at a wedding besides the bride and the groom?
The bride and the groom and the waiters. They call them the old time as the waiters. But they call them something else now, but I can't think of what that is. That was a boy and a girl, you see, a man and a woman. It's out on the floor with them.
Uh-huh.
They call them the waiters. In the old time, but I don't know what they, can't think of what they call them now.
Do you remember a long time ago if people would get married that night, other people would come around their house and...
Serenade them.
What would they do when they serenade them?
Well, sometimes they'd ride the man on the rail.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, ride him on the rail. Take him out and ride him on the rail, something like a fence rail.
Mm-hmm. Was it all just in fun?
Yeah, and then some of them, they'd treat them nice. They just